Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. John Berlau is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's back. He's the director of Competitive Enterprise Institute's Center for Entrepreneurship. That's CEI.org, by the way, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, actually since just about the beginning of the origins of this show. And John's been with us before, and he's also, by the way, the author of the outstanding book, bestseller, Eco Freaks. And you can find that wherever books are sold. And let's get him in here. We got some things to talk about. John Berlau, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. It's good to be on again.
It's good to have you back. One of the things I know you want to talk about is one of the... Well, let's wait for a second. President-elect Obama is about to become President Obama. And we're going to talk about one of his nominees, or maybe a couple of his nominees. But before we do that, I think it's important for you and me to set the stage for something else. And I just want to say to, as I've said before, President Obama is my president for the next 4 years. I support him. He's the commander-in-chief. My son is in the Marines. I wish him every success in keeping us safe and those kinds of things. I wish him, I pray that for him to have to use good judgment and to make good policies, and I will support him in every way that I can, but there are some things that I'm going to disagree with him on, and I plan to be part of an intellectually honest debate. Now your thoughts, John.
Yes, well, I am too, would be part of I didn't agree with our current president, Bush, of course, on everything, and was loudly criticized there. But yes, it will be loyal opposition when there is opposition, you know, in terms of, you know, nothing personal, but trying to make, you know, the country better.
Do you agree with me when I say that I think that Barack Obama is a president that would appreciate that kind of intellectually honest debate on issues of people who disagree with him? I think he's that kind of a guy, don't you?
He sounds like it, at least from the tone, saying, you know, if someone has, like, on the stimulus, which I disagree with most of. I mean, if someone has a better idea, that, you know, share them. And you know, he had dinner at George Will's house last week.
I wasn't invited to that. Were you?
And I was not.
I think I missed the phone call or something on that. But anyway,
something
go ahead.
Like that,
yeah.
So.
that was my Scrabble night. I think I didn't get to go. But anyway, he seems to be reaching across the aisle. He seems to be being his appointments so far have been on balance pretty pragmatic, haven't they?
I think so. I've praised a couple of them. Not, you know, I'm going to agree. I know I'm going to disagree with a lot of whoever he appoints there, but I think he's appointed some well qualified people who have some,
yeah,
who may at least have some sympathy for, you know, the market, the free market point of view.
One of the things that I know you're concerned about is the nominee for Secretary of Treasury, Tim Geithner.
I am. I mean, there are some policy concerns. I had said when he originally nominated him, it would be like nominating Hank Paulson all over again, given that Geithner organized and worked with Paulson on some of the bailouts.
What do we know about, other than the controversy about the taxes, which we're going to talk about in a minute? How has Geithner distinguished himself prior to 2008?
Well, that's just the thing. He really did. He became a known quantity after the bailouts, after he organized Bear Stearns himself, you know, what got Paulson to sign off on that. But he's not a distinguished, you know, he's not a corporate leader like, you know, Bob Rubin was or Paulson himself was. He's also not an academic economist. He doesn't have a PhD in econ. Hasn't, you know, been, you know, teaching at a university or written papers. So
he was president of the Fed New York Bank, though, right?
Yes,
that's pretty powerful.
What'd you say?
I said that's a pretty powerful position.
Well,
the New York Fed Bank is pretty darn powerful. Pretty
it
important.
Is, but I mean, there are really 12 different Federal Reserves with all this responsibility.
None compares to the New York Bank, though. Now, John, you know that. But still, I mean, I your point is well taken. I'm not sure what he's done before that, but the big news is really his issue with his own personal tax returns, right?
Yes, here is a guy they had said that. You know, he's the only one who understands the bailouts, understands the financial system, what to do, yet he doesn't understand, apparently, I mean, given his explanation, how to pay his own taxes.
Well, tell the audience what happened in case they haven't been paying attention. This is a serious thing, folks. Tell the audience, give us the scenario.
Well, we wrote about this on openmarket.org, our blog site. Early this last week, the Senate Finance Committee revealed that for four straight years, Tim Geithner had not paid any Social Security and Medicare taxes.
From 2001 to 2004, right?
You're right, Jim. When he was required to, he worked technically as a contractor with the International Monetary Fund, and this wasn't like miscalculating a deduction or something. He just simply didn't pay those taxes until he was caught, basically, by the IRS.
Right.
And self-employment taxes, you know, as the entrepreneurs who self-employed entrepreneurs who are listening to the show now know, they have to calculate.
So he was He was actually a contractor, getting 1099s. And not paying his own self-employment tax. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. But
all right, here's the reason this is a big deal, folks. This is one of the biggest challenges, one of the single biggest challenges the IRS has and has every year, is rounding up all of the contractors, the independent contractors, which are basically small business owners who have one customer. They don't know that they're small business owners, many of them, but they have one customer, or even if they have more than one customer, getting those people to pay their employment tax, rounding those people up, it's the biggest challenge the IRS has. And the guy who's going to be their boss has been violating that issue. We're going to talk with John Berlaw some more about this after these messages. This is very serious. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Platter's bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find everything we do from there. The blog, the knowledge base, my newsletter is there. You can subscribe to it. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Everything is free. Archives all the way back to when we started collecting them in 99. Thousands of them, thousands of articles, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts in the world, including our friend John Berlaw, director of Competitive Enterprise Institute's Center for Entrepreneurship. That's Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, right, John?
Yes, and also our blog site is openmarket, all one word, .org.
And your book, Eco Freaks, is still available out there, right?
Yes, on Amazon.com and other places.
Be sure to check that out. John, and by the way, I don't have my copy of that. You know, I'm surprised you haven't sent me an autographed copy. I know you'll take care of that, fix that shortcoming real soon, right?
Will do, right away.
Hey, John, back to Geithner. I was saying before we went to the break, Geithner, folks, is the nominee for Treasury Secretary. More and more in the last few years, the Secretary of Treasury has become a very important job. And we don't even know whether Geithner is And folks, we're not picking on this is not a partisan thing. I mean, Geithner is actually pretty much middle of the road kind of a guy, as I understand it. And I actually think Obama thought he was throwing the right a bone when he picked Geithner. I think he actually thought he was doing a pragmatic, you know, bipartisan kind of thing when he picked him. But this issue with him not paying his payroll taxes is, as I said when we went to the break, John, it's one of the biggest problems that the IRS has. How can they persecute that mission, prosecute, I should say, that mission, when the leader of their organization overall has been shown to be a violator of that, and a violator once he knew he needed to fix it.
And yes, I mean the more information coming out, the more, you know, I think damning it is to him. He actually requested, and the IMF will give, would that every guy, you know, contracting job give this tax allowance to pay the payroll taxes that the American employees of the International Monetary Fund can request. And then he personally applied for that. That's in some documents the Senate Finance Committee released, and then just apparently just pocketed the money. But
so he applied for, enough money as a supplement, like a per diem supplement, yes, kind of thing. He got the money to pay those taxes, even though most contractors don't get paid like that. We pay our taxes out of the money that, you know, whenever you are a contractor, you pay your taxes out of the money that you get. The company doesn't pay you your contractor rate and then the tax. So, but he got the tax money and then didn't even pay the taxes with that money.
Right. And then when the IRS caught him, they caught him for the years 2003 and 2004, and he paid for those years, but didn't pay for 2001 and 2002. Didn't do the same thing until right after President-elect Obama named him as Treasury Secretary or selected him as the choice.
Did I hear that he tried to invoke the statute of limitations on those taxes?
I don't know about that.
I heard something about that. I know that somebody said that there was a statute of limitations. I didn't think there was a statute of limitations on those things. I don't know, but regardless, well, here's the thing, John. Do you think he's going to be approved by the Senate?
Well, they had to move up his hearing. It was originally going to be last week. Now it is going to be Wednesday, tomorrow. And I think the thing that makes the difference also is that what they hear from their constituents, and if your listeners don't have opinions one way or the other about, you know, Tim Geithner, the number for Capitol Hill is 202-224-3121.
And what will they be doing when they call that number?
Well, they'll call. That's the main switchboard for members of Congress, and they can ask to be connected to their state senator.
To their senator of their state, yeah. One or both of them. Give us the number again.
202-224-3121.
So, folks, if you've got an opinion about this, and you one way or the other, there's a phone number to call, or you can go to your senator's website and email them. They like email too. But bottom line, do you think he's going to be approved?
It depends on what comes out of the hearing. I mean, I think there are some senators who just, you know, he'll be asked about this. There are some who have expressed reservations, you know, and haven't committed, like some, like, you know, Senator
Kyle. We just can't do a wink and a nod on this, can we?
I think they very thoroughly have to review him. That means delaying his nomination even more. So be it. There's a caretaker for Treasury. One of the deputy undersecretaries is going to be in charge of it. There's a lot of qualified people who can add it. So,
well, you know, this was not a very good vetting job, was it?
I don't think so. It's almost like, you know, conservatives, a bone or something. I think it's more like, you know, which is not the same thing as Wall Street, that, you know, here was a guy who worked on the bailouts and would continue them.
I'm telling you, John, being the president of the New York Bank, the Fed New York Bank, that's a big deal. I mean, I'm sure that they thought he'd already been vetted for that. I'm telling you, that's one of the top jobs in the country. A lot of people don't know about that. He's got much more power than any of the other banks. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you so much, Jim.
John Berlaw, ladies and gentlemen, with the with CES, Competitive Enterprise Institute. Put a .com, a .org, I should say, on the end of that. Quick break, right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.